Hey, it's Ginge, your enchanting hostess of the lounge, welcoming you to the 31st episode of High Desert Musings, entitled Stressed for Success. And I'm ready to spend the next little while with you chit-chatting about some crafty news, a little bit of foodie follies, and a wee bit of musings. You know, earlier today, I'd have bet money that this podcast would not have gone up this evening. Well, you're probably listening to it on Monday. We have had such a stressful day here at the house trying to get things done. We've got a product catalog being photographed out in the living room, an unexpected dinner invitation here to my house. No, we weren't invited somewhere else. And then someone stopping by to pick up stuff. So stressed for success was pretty much my little catchphrase to get me through my day and to sit here tonight with you. So thank you so much for joining me. If you haven't been to the lounge before, please make yourself comfortable. Sit back and relax. We're pretty laid back. We're just going to do a little bit of chit-chatting about what's been going on here in the high desert of Nevada. First up is crafty news. You remember that angry bird hat that I was going to knit? Well, it's almost done. And yes, this was the weekend I was supposed to give it to my friend, but I encountered a few snags. Snag number one, I couldn't drive to Rancho Seco yesterday to deliver it. It's about a 12-hour drive for us, and the hotel price was just a little out of our budget this month, so couldn't go. Snag number two, Ginge, in her enchanted glory, knitted the wrong pattern. How do you like that? He wanted the blue angry hat beanie. I knitted the red angry hat beanie. Yeah, I was a total dork. So I'm happy to wear it. You know, I was willing to wear one of the beanies, and just, I screwed up. I can't believe it. I knitted the red one. So he didn't get it, but I'll be starting on that blue one soon, hopefully. I'm almost done with the red one. I just have his little face to put on it, and I'll definitely try to get a picture up there for you guys. I did, when I started the project, made myself a new little stitch marker, a pretty blue one. See, blue was in my brain somewhere. I made a blue bead stitch marker with those beads that I had bought when I visited Arizona earlier in the year. And I had bought, they were beautiful. It was cut glass, and I had bought one in each color of the rainbow. And I bought two sets of these beads, and possibly later in the year, if I can get my motivation going, I'm going to make up both sets, and I'll give one away to one of my listeners. So hopefully that'll be coming up later. But anyway, that's the story of the red bird hat, my angry bird. Didn't quite make it, but he's almost done. It's a great little pattern. It's by, what was it that I said? ICanKnitAnything.com. She's got some really neat patterns, and I'll put a link up in the show notes. Other than that, I have also got a second cream and sugar cowl going. That's a pattern by Never Not Knitting, and I found this yarn called Blackberry. It's a Lorna's Laces yarn, and I bought it over at Jimmy Bean's Wool. They're here in Reno. They moved a little closer to the house, which didn't do too much good for my checking account, but that's another story. Beautiful purple though, Blackberry, so hopefully I'll get that done soon. And you know, we have had the craziest weather in Nevada. I wouldn't be surprised if I can still have a few weeks left worth wearing it. It snowed just the other day, and this morning I went outside and I was surprised to see that my peach tree had bloomed. You know, I had been watching the little buds kind of getting all full, and then overnight they just bloomed. And as I stood there next to the tree, you could hear them long before you could see them, the buzzing of the bees. It was so relaxing to just stand there with my morning coffee and listen to the bees just hard at work collecting that nectar and the pollen. And I don't know if you know too much about bees. Remember, they're kind of near and dear to my heart. I had mason bees, and they went, they died, unfortunately, a few years back, I think because of the neighbor. But there is some old folklore about bees called the telling of the bees. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's a custom that if someone dies, that you make formal notice to the bees at their hive. And in some cases, I've read that funeral cake and ale are also to be left at the hive. And if you don't tell the bees, what happens, allegedly, is that they swarm away and you're left with no bees, or they die if you don't tell them about their master or about a death that has happened in the family. Some of the legends say that you have to whisper this message at the hive. The Welsh tradition is that you say it in the middle of the night. You tap on the hive and then you whisper the message of who has passed away. And I can tell you that as I stood out there listening to them visit all the flowers on my tree, I talked to those little gals. You know, honeybees are females. Drones are the only male bees, and in general, they don't gather. They hang out at the hive and hope that one of the female bees that are out gathering will give them some freebies, free food to eat. But I was telling those little honeybees at my tree, you know, what a great job they were doing. I think it was therapeutic. I needed someone to tell me today what a great job I was doing. And, you know, there's also a patron saint of bees, Saint Ambrose. I don't know his whole story, but he was born back in about 375 AD. And another factoid you might not know, is that J.K. Rowling reportedly took bees into consideration when she gave Dumbledore his name. Did you know that? Dumbledore is an old English word for bumblebee. Yeah, I just love that. And J.R.R. Tolkien, well, he wrote a poem. I'm going to totally screw up the name because you guys know I can't speak, I can barely speak English, let alone whatever language this is. But he wrote a poem called Errantry, and Tolkien was a brilliant man, and I know he spoke a lot of old languages, so I'm pretty sure that Errantry is probably one of those. But one of the lines from that poem is, "He battled with the Dumbledores, the Hummerhorns, and honeybees." So if you want to know more about him, check out that poem. I'll put a link up. And so this spring, if you get the opportunity, you can totally freak out your nieces and nephews by telling them, "Psst, hey, Dumbledore is out in the garden. Let's go check him out." And take him out and show him the bees. You know, if you're standing there next to that tree or flower, those little bees aren't going to mess with you or your kids. They're too busy. And if they mess with you, remember, they have to give up their life. And unless you're really in the way, they could care less. So take the kids out there and have them watch those girls at work. Well, speaking of Rowling, I'm going to say one more thing. Did you hear that she has a new book coming out? I just found out. I don't know. I live under a rock sometimes. It's a new adult novel, and it's going to be published later in the year. I think they're being very vague about it. And the rumor mill is all abuzz. Yep. That it's going to be crime fiction. And I guess that's because the publisher that she chose mostly does crime, adult crime novels. So watch for that if you're a Rowling fan. And since I already mentioned Tolkien, I'll also say that that new Hobbit movie is coming out in December 2012, and you can follow along at the official Hobbit blog. They've been posting production videos, behind-the-scenes stuff. The official trailer is out there, and I'll put up a link in the show notes. I can't wait until The Hobbit comes out. I am dying to see that movie. And if you're a big fan of The Lord of the Rings, this summer, Lego is coming out with some Lord of the Rings Lego sets. Is that not cool? Some of the set names that I have managed to find is Gandalf Arrives, Shelob Attacks, and it's a Lego spider that you put together. The Rukahai Army set, Attack on Weathertop, The Mines of Moria. I loved that part of the movie. The Battle of Helm's Deep, The Orc Forge. I heard, though, that the Orc Forge is a Target exclusive, but a lot of that's some preliminary information. But anyway, keep an eye out, and I'll try to remember and tell you later on as the year progresses if I have found those Lego sets or not. So anyway, that's so exciting. And I know it was a digression from Crafty News too, but That's how it is here at the lounge. You got an enchanted hostess. My mind wanders. And I know some of you gals are going to appreciate this. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just my weirdness. I just want to let you know that I have had the opportunity to interview with some great folks. I think mostly in the central United States, but I've been interviewing with them for a fun opportunity. And if it comes to pass, the podcasting schedule here for High Desert Musings will change a little bit. But I also wanted to bring this up to tell this funny story. So I had this interview, and it was on Skype, but voice only, I think that's how it worked. And so I said to my husband the other night after work, "We got to get home fast. I got to wash my hair." He goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I got to wash my hair. I have this interview tonight. I have to wash my hair." "It's on the phone." "I know. I need my hair washed before I can talk on the phone or on Skype." And women are insane. Ladies, do you agree with me? I know the guys who are listening agree with me. So anyway, I had the interview. It was great to talk to these folks. I'll let you know if I get chosen, if the interview went in my favor. In the meanwhile, I'm going to take a short break and go see what madness has erupted out in the living room. And I'm actually going to play a song called "Women Are Insane" by Derek Sonderfan, and this is from musicalley.com. Enjoy, and I will be back in just a few minutes.
Leave your patience at the door, it won't do much good anymore. When a woman ambles cross your path, the best way to avoid her wrath is compliment the hell out of her hair. Just give her all that she desires. Guess what, we're still worthless liars. There's one truth that I've learned holds everywhere. Oh my God, women are insane. Oh my God, women are insane. Reprehensible, incomprehensible, they are anti-common sensible. Leave your patience at the door, it won't do much good anymore. Welcome to the world of women. I'm harsher than I would have liked. It's not like they're the Antichrist, it's just that they're all way out of their mind. And yet we try to snag us one, but when it's all been said and done, we look at them and this is what we find.
It's what we find.
Oh my God, women are insane. Oh my God, women are insane. They're insidious, they're perfidious. Outside cute, but inside hideous. Inconsistent, often distant. Persistently sense resistant. So leave your patience at the door, it won't do much good anymore. Welcome to the
world of women.
Eviscerating, whole cremating, always discombobulating, exasperating, aggravating. They are self, know you deprecating, complicating, emasculating, discriminating, playa hating, exaggerating, infuriating, especially if you have been dating. Oh my God, women are insane. Oh my God, women are insane. They're malicious and pernicious, superstitious and purely vicious. Oh my God, women are insane. Oh my God, women are insane. They're corrective, overprotective, a contentment contraceptive. Leave your patience at the door, it won't do much good anymore. Cause do whatever she asks for, you'll lose the battle and the war. Welcome to the worst decision you ever made. Cha-cha-cha.
Well, love me or leave me, dudes. That's all I have to say to you. Exasperating? Complicating? Ladies, come on. Are we? Yeah, let's embrace it. We are, but they love us this way. So we're into musings, and yep, we are kind of cruising into the end of the show. the mayhem I heard out front is indeed an unexpected guest who has shown up at my house today. So let's move on. Musings. No, we're going to take a back step. We're going to go to Foodie Follies. I don't think I talked about that yet. So do you remember earlier, well, it would have been late last year, as guild mistress of the Cheesemakers Guild, I declared a curd wars. And the first part of curd wars was going to happen from October to December. And the second half was going to go from December until March, until this weekend, actually. Well, I had a winner for October through December. Those points would then accrue, because I wanted to keep interest going. Those points would accrue then all the way till March. And we had a brand new winner, and she was named Champion of Cheese. And this awesome lady made over 59 cheeses. I think there were three, maybe four categories. And based on what cheese you made, and if you used it in a recipe, if you shared it with people, and a bunch of other things, you got points. And I think she had something like 360 points. It was awesome. And she had had a baby too. So I think perhaps while the baby slept, she was making cheese. I'm not quite sure, but she did win. So congratulations to her. And I will be thinking up another crazy cheese competition for the rest of the year. So I'm excited though that it worked out really well. I had a lot of interest, a lot of questions, a lot of cheese making going on. So anyway, now I got to come up with something new. Also in Foodie Follies, did anyone see this? Coors Light, and you know I'm not a beer drinker, but Coors Light has come out with an iced tea flavored beer. Anyone else think that's weird? Apparently, people like to put iced tea in beer anyway, and so Coors just took the extra step to charge you money for that and put the iced tea in the beer before they sealed the can. I found that at the Money website for CNN. I'll put the link up for you. But anyway, just in time for summer, if anyone out there is drinking iced tea flavored Coors Light, email me and let me know. I love iced tea. Hate beer. It's the carbonation. I went to the Soviet Union back in the 80s, and carbonation is not my friend. I lived 2 weeks without water and brush my teeth in Coca-Cola every day. You foam like a rabid dog. So anyway, I don't like carbonation. Can't eat it or drink it. All right, on to musings. Just a few things to mention. Most of you, I think, listen to my podcast through iTunes. And also in iTunes, you will find podcasts and vodcasts by TED Talks, TEDTALKS. And I think TED stands for Technology, Education, and Design. And they are the most fabulous lectures, live lectures recorded and put up. Very entertaining, very educational. Well, they are doing a TEDMED 2012, April 10th through 13th. And they will be streaming this live to universities and auditoriums across the U.S., teaching hospitals, qualified nonprofits. If you work for any of those categories, contact the TED people and see if you can get it free to your location. I'm lucky enough that they are streaming it live to a university very close to me. And so I will get to go and watch these fabulous talks. And I have the list up of some of the lectures. And they're, all, of course, health-related in this case, hence TEDMED. But they have some Alzheimer's lectures coming up. They have some by a singer and songwriter. She's going to be giving a lecture on Take Three Songs and Call Me in the Morning. That one sounds really neat to me. Let's see what else might be of interest to you. There's some cancer talks. This man, was Einstein right about imagination? What if R2-D2 was your doctor? He is the director of robotic surgery at the Pediatric Teleurology Service at Children's Hospital Boston. What a long title. So there's that one. How many fingers does your hand have? That's by an acrobat. He'll be giving a lecture. So I think so far on this one page I'm looking at, there looks to be like there's 30 lectures that will be streamed from the 10th through the 13th. I'll put up a link. So if you're into learning, you know, I always like to say that I'll stop learning when I'm dead. I just love this kind of stuff. So that's in April, 10th through 13th, TEDMED 2012. I'll put the link up for you. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, who remembers that old show back in the 70s called Dark Shadows? Remember the vampire? It's coming out in May. It has Johnny Depp as the vampire, Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Lee is in it. I love that guy. He was, of course, in Lord of the Rings. He was also in Star Wars and was in lots of old-time horror movies. He's in it. And Helena Bonham Carter, she is so wonderful. Again, right, 6 degrees from separation. She was in the Harry Potter movies. And she was also in The King's Speech. I think that came out last year. Remember, she played the Queen. Beautiful, beautiful lady. Such a fabulous actress. I don't think she won the Academy Award, but she should have. Anyway, she's going to be in Dark Shadows. It looks like a hysterical movie. I think we should all wear polyester jumpsuits and go to our local cinemas in May with big glasses, find a wig, afro hair. Oh, it's just, oh, I can't wait. I have got to find something ridiculous to wear to that movie. I cannot wait. Okay. Well, I see somebody waving at me, so I'm going to call it the end of today's episode 31. Thank you for visiting with me this little while. I hope you enjoyed the entertainments of the lounge. I think the massage chairs, there might have been one or two still open. Next time, please sit in one. They're fantastic. I don't have the manservants yet to massage our feet, but I'm hoping in the near future we can get one or two. I'm going to close out today's show with Billie Holiday, and she will be singing Laughing at Life. And I sure hope you all have a fabulous week ahead. And no matter what happens, just smile and laugh. Take care.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Smile through your tears, laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues, laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues, laughing at life. Smile through your tears, laugh at life. sorrow